This is the Archaeology News Weekly, and I'm David Connolly. This news is brought to you in partnership between Stone Pages and the British Archaeological Jobs and Resources website. All the stories have been collected from various sources, and to view details on each story, including the source, please see the Stone Pages website at news.stonepages.com. Now, the main headlines from around the world are as follows. A Neolithic village has been unearthed in eastern China. Late Bronze Age in the Aegean is turning out to be a century older than previously thought. There is, of course, the Bosnian Pyramid with its Atlantis connection. Scotland's older murder mystery has been uncovered, and a 6,000-year-old settlement has been uncovered in the Levant as well. Prehistoric cremation urns are unearthed at a school site dig in Scotland. And there is news about new archaeological discoveries in Morocco. A cloud of scholarly dust is rising over the ancient footprints claim in Mexico, and 4,000-year-old temples are found in Peru. Kenny McMahon also may revolutionise North American history. Archaeologists have unearthed the remains of a Neolithic settlement in eastern China's Anhui province. Archaeologists have found a large number of urns, bowls and other utensils, together with stone axes and other tools during an excavation in the western suburbs of the provincial capital. The results are invaluable for the study of the culture in an area that has been regarded as the cradle of Chinese civilizations. That was the words of Shi Wei Kun, an expert who took part in the excavation. Qi believes the ancient village could date back some 4,000 years. The site was unearthed during the exploration of a proposed express route in the province. Radiocarbon dates pushes back some events in the middle of the second millennium BCE 100 years further back into the past, possibly revising the history of the Aegean Sea area near Greece and Turkey. The findings concern a critical time for the development of late Bronze Age cultures in the Aegean, Cyprus and Anatolia, and may change how cultural relations are viewed in this period. One of the world's largest volcanic eruptions occurred on Santorini during that time, affecting climate as far away as Ireland and even California. Volcanologists believe the explosion generated violent tsunamis that destroyed Crete's ports, threw thousands of tons of ash and pumice into the atmosphere, and created a nuclear winter that led to successive crop failures in the region. Scientists have detected ash from the explosion as far away as Greenland, the Black Sea, and Egypt. They've also discovered signs of frost damage caused by the volcano on preserved plant material excavated in Ireland and California. A study placed the Santorini explosion at 1627 to 1600 BCE instead of late 1500 BCE, using the branch of an olive tree on the island killed by the eruption. We now have a very precise date for this Minoan eruption, and people studying the late Bronze Age period have based their chronologies on the examination of ceramics and other ancient artefacts, and by comparing similar items in Egypt. Those dates are now inconsistent with the new findings, with a new timeline placing a number of events before 1600 BCE, including the formation and high point of the new palace period in Crete, the shaft grave period on the Greek mainland, and the middle to late Cypriot period on Cyprus. This story about the world's oldest and largest pyramid found in Bosnia has swept the media. Too bad it's just not a credible story at all. In fact, according to Archaeology magazine, it is impossible. Though you'll remember that Archaeology News Weekly has had its tongue firmly in its cheek since the breaking of this news. Semir Osmanagic is a Houston-based Bosnian-American and first saw the hills he believes to be pyramids last spring. He is now digging the largest of them and plans to continue the work through November, claiming it as one of five pyramids in the area. These, he say, resembles 1,800-year-old pyramids at Teotihuacan, just north of Mexico City. Osmanagic maintains that the largest is bigger than the Pyramid of Khufu at Giza and that the Bosnian pyramids actually date back to 12,000 BCE. Construction of massive pyramids in Bosnia at that period is just not believable. Between 27,000 and 12,000 years ago, the Balkans were actually locked in a glacial maximum, a period of very cold and dry climate with glaciers in the mountain ranges. The only occupants were Upper Paleolithic hunters and gatherers who left behind open-air campsites and traces of occupation in the caves. These people certainly did not have the tools or skills to engage in the construction of monumental architecture like this. in Osman Arjic's book, The World of the Maya, are some rather bizarre notions, to say the least, like the theory that the Maya should be considered watchmakers of the cosmos, whose mission it was to adjust the Earth's frequency and bring it into accordance with the vibrations of the sun, and also how Mayan hieroglyphs tell us that their ancestors came from the Pleiades, first arriving at Atlantis, where they would create an advanced civilization. Anthony Hardy, President of the European Association of Archaeologists, wrote that the situation of professional heritage management in Bosnia-Herzegovina is in a very poor state, with a tiny number of people trying to do what they can to protect their rich heritage from looting and unmonitored or unauthorized developments. It adds insult to injury when rich outsiders come in and spend large sums of money pursuing quite absurd theories in ways that most other countries would never countenance, instead of devoting their cash to the preservation of endangered genuine sites and monuments in which Bosnia-Herzegovina abounds. There is public outcry within Bosnia itself and an online petition that seeks to shut down Osman Arjic's project. But he apparently has backers within the federal government and the Sarajevo city government. Whether he is allowed to continue or not is unresolved for now, and his website makes no mention of any controversy. When the mainstream media catches up and realises that the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun is indeed a fake, it will have already entered into the annals of fantastic archaeology, and will have a multitude of believers and defenders. See it for yourself at www.bosnianpyramid.com. I have to say, I personally think we're looking at perfectly natural mountains. Had a bizarre reconstruction of a Mayan temple, and you have the makings of a fabulous fake, though I'm sure that Osman Arjic believes it absolutely. This, however, detracts from the real wonders of Bosnia. That's my personal view. A body found in Orkney in Scotland was likely to have been a murder victim dating back as far as 2,000 years, it has emerged. The skeleton of the man, who was aged between 25 and 35, was found during an Iron Age site excavation at Mine Howe, Tankerness. Tests have now revealed that the body met a violent death and has been dumped into a crude grave barely big enough to contain him. The toes of his right foot had been bent back and protruded over the side of the pit, and other toes were hacked off and found under his back. Experts believe it dates from between 100 BCE to 100 CE, and now hope to establish more about where the man came from and what may have happened. The man's left shoulder blade had a diamond-shaped puncture wound which appeared to have been caused by a spear or arrow. Cut marks were clustered on the left side of his body and ribs, his shoulder, hand and arm. That suggested that it had been delivered by a sharp metal weapon, such as a short sword or long dagger. Put together, it suggested that the possible spear injury was the first wound, inflicted from some distance behind, perhaps to slow him down. It certainly would have done that. And the attacker, then standing behind or beside him, slashed the victim while he raised his left arm in a final futile attempt to fend off the blows. The victim was then dumped in a shallow grave. It is not known yet whether the man was murdered at Mine Howe or killed elsewhere and brought to the site, perhaps as a sacrifice or offering. A 6,500-year-old farming village has been uncovered in an archaeological excavation in the fields of Moshav Menahu in the Levant region. The dig, which is being carried out along the route of a national gas pipeline, has unearthed pottery vessels, lithic tools, clay figurines of horned animals, as well as pig, goat, sheep bones and the bones of larger herbivores. The inhabitants of the village chose to establish the settlement at the site due to the available source of water. Nahal Gurvin is abundant in arable land and has copious springs that also flow during the summer months. It is apparent from the finds that the inhabitants were engaged in growing grain, as the sickle blades and grinding and pounding tools show, and also raised animals that supplied milk, meat and wool. Several important finds have been made at an archaeological dig on the site of a proposed new school in Lockerbie, again in Scotland. It was decided to survey the area after information was received by the council, suggesting it could be an area rich in buried remains. The dig unearthed a cremation urn from around 1900 BCE and what is believed to be an early Bronze Age gravesite. Council archaeologist Jane Brand said that the excavations have given an insight into several thousand years of human history in the area. Moroccan archaeologists working since the beginning of April on the Zemmour Plateau in the Khemsit province have brought to light the remains of structures, graves and objects dating from the Copper Age, in particular the Belbeker civilization of 3000 to 1800 BCE. This discovery will increase knowledge of the Copper Age cultures in Morocco, and the exceptional character of the cave is reinforced by the discovery of a human skeleton buried in a grave. Metal objects, including a pamela weapon head, a bone needle and several shards of Beaker pottery, have been revealed at the site. This discovery, in fact, represents the first man of the Belbeker civilization ever to have been discovered in Morocco. A programme of archaeological prospecting and excavation on the Neolithic and proto-historic periods of the Zemmour Plateau has been in place since 2005, as part of research undertaken by the Rabat-based National Institute of Archaeological and Heritage Sciences. Are the footprints preserved in 40,000-year-old volcanic ash in southern Mexico of surprisingly ancient Americans? Well, we reported back in December that an article in the journal Science cast a cloud of doubt over that claim. The authors, Michael Walters and Paul René, argue that the ash dated to 1.3 million years ago, much too old for humans of this continent, and that the so-called footprints were nothing more than marks made by the tools of modern workers quarrying the stones with crowbars. Now, Sylvia Gonzalez, an archaeologist from Liverpool John Muir's University, and several members of her research team have published their data and interpretations in the journal Quaternary Science Reviews. Based on their results, the case is far from closed. According to the researchers, the early dates for the ash are wrong. They note that the overlying deposits range in age from 9,000 to 40,000 years, with no evidence of significant breaks in the sequence. Moreover, an article in the March issue of the Mammoth Trumpet states that Gonzalez and her team have dated lake sediments below the ash layers to around 100,000 years ago, which would mean the ash had to be considerably younger than the date reported in Science. Gonzalez and her co-authors also claim the footprints are distinct from recent tool markings, which are sharply defined and unweathered. Also, many of the footprints appear to preserve details of foot anatomy that would not be duplicated by quarry tool divots. Finally, and most importantly, the team has identified more potential footprints in nearby locations where no quarrying operations have occurred. Gonzalez said that the only way to fully answer the critics would be to excavate an area where there has been no quarry activity and uncover more footprints. They hope to do this quite soon. The most famous ancient footprints are the 3.6 million-year-old tracks of early human ancestors excavated by Mary Leakey in the Laetoli in Tanzania, Africa. In the current issue of the Journal of Human Evolution, Australian scientists announced the discovery of 23,000-year-old trackways of humans in western New South Wales. The Temple of the Fox lay covered by dirt and sand for 4,000 years in the barren hills of Buena Vista in Peru before it was unearthed in June 2004 by Professor Robert Benfer from Missouri University. The 33-foot-high Andean temple, Benfer's team found the earliest known astronomical alignment and sculptures in the New World. For Benfer, ancient Andean forecasters used the astronomical alignments to predict events. However, these astronomical alignments no longer point to significant constellations and will not do so again for approximately another 22,000 years. Andean people held the fox with the utmost respect because they believed foxes walked in areas suitable for building canals. The temple was well preserved because rainfall on the western side of Peru occurs only about once every century, but was almost destroyed by looters who came within inches of uncovering the structures. Because ancient Andeans built offering chambers on top of each other, the original chambers remained hidden from looters and the elements. In the chamber were offerings of ancient cotton and twigs. Benfer used radiocarbon dating technology on two of the twigs and dated both of them from 2200 BCE. The site is currently covered with a protective covering, shielding it from looters looking for gold and other treasure. However, they would be actually unlikely to find any, as ancient Andeans had yet to make use of it by that time. Dr. Hugh Berryman, a forensic anthropologist at Middle Tennessee State University, was one of only 11 experts from across the United States to study the bones of Kennewick Man, a 9,300-year-old skeleton found 10 years ago along the Columbia River at Kennewick in Washington State. The 380 bones are being preserved at the University of Washington's Burke Museum. He was buried a metre deep in the ground, and this burial saved the bones from the elements, the animals, machinery, and man for centuries. Ancient deposits of calcium carbonate on the bones allowed the researchers to determine the exact positioning of the bones in the ground. He was still articulated and appears to have been a formal burial. Berryman says that the information that can be gleaned from Kennewick came close to being lost forever. What the experts were able to ascertain from their brief encounter with Kennewick Man is that he did not look like a Native American. In fact, Berryman says that Kennewick's facial features are most similar to those of a Japanese ethnic group, who have very different physical makeup and cultural background from the modern Japanese. Some facial features appear almost European. Their eyes may lack the Asian almond-shaped appearance, and their hair may have been light and curly in colour. However, this does not mean that Kennewick Man necessarily was European in origin. His features closely resemble those of the natives of the Pacific Rim. Berryman, a fracture expert, also documented three types of bone breaks in Kennewick Man, fractures that were suffered in his lifetime and then healed. Part of a spear had remained lodged in Kennewick Man's right hip bone, but remarkably the spear did not appear to have caused his death. The cause of his demise still remains a mystery. What is known is that he was an athletic, rugged hunter, and he suffered many physical traumas before finally dying in his mid to late 30s. He was probably a very well-built individual, the bones of his right arm quite a lot larger than the left. Age, ancestry, sex, height, pathologies, types of trauma, even whether a woman has given birth, all can be determined from just examining the skeleton. Bone is a very great medium for recording personal history. If you can read the signs, it's almost like interviewing the person themselves. And finally, breaking news today from the UK is the launch of a code of conduct for metal detecting. The code, launched at the British Museum on the 2nd of May, has been agreed by all the main metal detecting clubs, such as the NCMD and FID, landowners, archaeological groups, museums and English Heritage. It sets out a fair and quite sensible voluntary code, though the NCMD has stated that it will ensure that the code is fully upheld by all its members. If you want to see it, go to www.finds.org.uk/documents/COFP1.pdf. That was www.finds.org.uk/documents/COFP1.pdf. Once again, can I remind people that many new archaeological and heritage opportunities, as well as UK Heritage Calendar, Library, Guidance Section and a lot more, can be found on Badger. That's www.bajr.org. And more can always be found at Stonepages, news.stonepages.com. Thank you for listening to Archaeology News Weekly, and we hope you'll return again next week.